Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So much for staying with us. It's 18 minutes after 8, and as we know, we're all headed to Easter, and about a million people are going to be passing through our borders. You do have the Border Management Authority who are giving us ideas on what it is that they're going to be doing to try and manage that kind of traffic that we're likely to see, and they are going to be beefing up that kind of service, and longer hours at the borders are going to be open for you. Dr. Michael Masiapato is the Border Management Authority Commissioner who is on the line with us. Dr. Masiapato, thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Thanks.
It's a very busy time of the year when we look at the kind of traffic that we're going to be seeing at our borders. What are the kind of preparations that you're making ahead of the Easter this time?
Yeah, similar, we have started planning for this festive period from the 25th of January, and we have just concluded our test on the 25th, basically today, and we are to implementation of the plan, which until Thursday, April as well. There are a number of things that for planning for the period. Since we are expecting the recovery towards the pre-COVID, we are expecting just in this around and travelers coming to the Republic.
Dr. Masiapato, you know what? I'm going to ask if we can maybe just fix that line in a minute, because we are struggling to hear you. Let's see if we can't get you on a better line, and let's see if we cannot hear you better, because unfortunately we do want to hear how the borders are going to be managed this time around, because there will be an influx, as Dr. Masiapato says, you know, since COVID, you are going to likely see more people coming back and out of the country, and they've done quite a lot to prepare for this coming Easter. So let's try and see if that line is better. Okay, we'll get back to him in a short while. It's 20 minutes after 8. Let's try that again. Let's try and see if Dr. Masiapato is on a better line. Dr. Masiapato, let's try that again. You were just saying that since COVID, you know, you are expecting more traffic this time around.
Yeah, no, indeed, Pamela, and apologies for the earlier challenge.
No,
yeah, and we are expecting around a million travelers just over the period. And we are expecting the exit leg to peak on the 28th, which is on Thursday. And we are expecting the return leg to peak on Monday the 5th, which is next week.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, in terms of the planning, what we've done, most of the other ports that do not operate on a 24-hour basis,
mm-hmm.
we had requested the Minister of Home Affairs as the chairperson of the Interministerial Committee on Border Management to actually assist in allowing us to extend those the operating hours in those particular ports. And so on that basis, we have done that so that we can be able to facilitate all of the people that are supposed to exit the country into the neighboring countries, but also those that will be flying out of the Republic. And of course, we have also done the same even for the return leg, as it were, in terms of the execution. The other thing that we have done, Pamela, we have also taken our 400 border guards that are still on college. They are supposed to be getting out of college in the next few weeks,
mm-hmm.
but we have deployed them just for this period, this 10 days period,
mm-hmm.
to assist us in border law enforcement activities, but also in assisting in the movement of the immigration-related activities.
Mm. I mean, there are other tricks for those who don't want to comply, right? People who sometimes come at the very last minute so that they can rush the officials, obviously knowing very well that they are trying to, you know, to dodge the system in a way. Do you have, you know, as you're saying, some of these little tricks on your sleeves? You know exactly what they're about to do, and you know exactly how to curb some of these little tricks that they come with.
Yeah, no, definitely. Pamela, that is why we had indicated that we have observed some of these tricks that sometimes people do employ, particularly to be able to, you know, confuse the environment and avoid some due diligence processes to be done on them. And one of those was, you know, for some of the conveyances arriving late at the port of entry with a number of people, you know, so that they can be able to frustrate the system. So, but what we have done, firstly, is to make sure that we deploy this additional border guard to be able to manage some of these activities. The other issue is also to ensure that the people that enter the port of entry are people that are already cleared to say they are carrying the requisite documents and they are actually the proper travelers, as it were, before they even appear before the immigration officers, where they actually get processed. Because before, you will find that there's a lot of people in the port environment. Some of them are actual travelers, mm-hmm. but some of them are just facilitators.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these things have been causing a lot of problems in terms of the work that we have to be doing. And that is why now we have started to intensify access control into the port mm-hmm. and only allow people that are legitimate travelers to enter the port so that we can be able to manage them without all of these other hindrances and other, you know, loiterers into the space who end up becoming facilitators.
You were saying that you've had meetings with your other counterparts in neighboring countries. You've had a meeting. You're going to collaborate a bit more. What will be different this time?
Yeah, you see, the ones that we had really put more in terms of the intensified engagement had been Eswatini, mm-hmm. Mozambique, as well as Lesotho. Mm-hmm. We are still engaging, obviously, with the colleagues from Zimbabwe. But the most critical issue was mainly to synchronize our processes at the port of entry. And that is why in the statement we had also indicated that we are going to be co-managing the queues together with our, you know, the authorities in the neighboring countries, so that when we do some, you know, clearance of the people, we do them jointly, so that the process on the other side, once completed, people don't have to go and delay on the other side, but they are able to just move through into the very chain. So these are some of the interventions that we've put on the table for the purposes of facilitating the movement of persons, but whilst at the same time we are enhancing security and making sure that the people do comply to all of the requirements for them to be able to move between the countries.
Mm. Concerns around goods being brought in and out of the country at this time?
Yeah, you see, the issue of goods, it is indeed very much a problematic, and that is why we have now started investing in our, you know, the SNIVA docks, particularly for the agricultural biosecurity protection of the Republic, through which they will be able to get through all of the various luggages and be able to assist us to pick up some of the agricultural related products that will not necessarily be permissible for people to bring in the Republic, as it were. And of course, the other part, obviously, for the normal cargo is the scanners that we have up and running at the port of entry that are under our colleagues from the South African Revenue Services, through which all of the goods actually get through for them to be scanned, so that we are able to deal with any counterfeit that people might be trying to bring into the Republic. So those are some of the interventions. But additional to that, what we've also done, Pamela, is this whole issue of access control, because the access control element also assists us to do various levels of clearance before even people can come to the port through the border management, before people appear before our specialists, so that we are able to make sure that even those that come through are fairly legitimate before they are actually processed.
Really appreciate your time there. That is Chief Director, Border Management Authority Commissioner, Dr. Michael Masiapato, just giving us an update on the kind of preparations that they're making ahead of the Easter. And they're expecting about 1 million people to come through our borders, engagements with our neighboring countries and ongoing engagements with Zimbabwe as well. But of course, be warned, as he says, the peak of the exit will be on the 28th. And then the return, people will be coming back on Monday the 1st. And so if you are planning your trip, perhaps, you know, consider that very, very carefully. But they will be extending hours at the borders that are likely to be more busy than usual. And they will be bringing in more personnel, particularly the 400 students. Border guards will be coming in from college just for this particular period so that they can assist all the authorities that need assistance at this time.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.